call is now being recorded.
Hey everyone, it's Amy Wood and I have Doug Pye with me from Chesney. He is one of the people way back in the 90s, 1999, when Oklahoma, the town of Moore, went through that big, big twister many years ago. Doug was part of a team from the Carolinas that went out there. Tell me about what you guys did, Doug, and how this is sitting with you as you watch what this community is going through again.
Yes, I mean, I can feel for them. I know what they're going through. They've been through a tornado, per se, the way they were. But I see the results 2 days later. I think the last time it happened on like Saturday, we were there on Monday, a couple of days later. But it was just devastating. The whole community, the way they build houses, they just pour cement slab, and then they build a house on top of slab. Well, some of the places where we went, there wasn't even a slab there. And I'll tell you, about how strong it was. So in one place we stopped, the first day we were there, I will never forget, there were two before, I've heard of this before, but there was a two before and a small oak tree, completely all the way through that was like a cross. And that wind had blown that two before through that tree, and I will never forget that as long as I live. Awesome.
Tell me, when you watch the images right now, we all can't imagine, most of us have never responded to an emergency situation like this. What are these families going through? What do you remember about what it was like for people even those many years ago? What can you imagine people are going through right now?
Well, they were just hurting. They were just glad to see anybody. Like our disaster relief team was there, and they were just glad to see anybody that was willing to help or food to feed them. They were just tickled dippy to have somebody to talk to, really. And well, of course, we had a lot of ministers there. But what we did is cut down trees off of their homes. Some of the homes that were salvaged,
right.
What we did, that was our part. And we had there was also a feeding unit there that fed our group or fed all the disaster relief people.
Did you go out with a church group with the Red Cross, or how did you go?
No, it was through our church, my church at Chesney. That's the church I belong to. It was through my church. We and one other church, I think, was the only one at the time, had a disaster relief team. And so now that churches all over the United States has them now, but anyhow, that's how we wound up there. We don't go as much now.
Can you believe this same town has gotten hit again? Does it blow your mind?
I just can't believe it. I mean, I just can't believe it. I would say I didn't pay much attention to it, but they always have tornadoes in Oklahoma every year. I watch out. Watch out, we're always putting them on. But boy, I could look at it. Well, I got a T-shirt from when we went up there in 1999. So I got my T-shirt out and looked, and it says Moore, Oklahoma, on there. So that's how I knew. Plus, I recognize the highway there, the interstate that goes out of where we were working those 8 days, and I recognize it. That's where this is the same place where we were at 14 years ago. It's amazing.
Unbelievable. Well, we know you and so many others are joining all the other people out there that are praying for this community to heal.
We
all keep them in our prayers, and certainly we'll be looking for our opportunities on the local and national scale to be able to help out.
Oh, thank you,
Doug.
Sure. Thank you, Amy.
Good to talk to you.
Same to you.